There was a time here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show we played a game called Know Your Show.
No.
And I think we ought to start today's Jack Diamond Morning Show with a round of Know Your Show. So let's start to my left, the lovely and talented Erica Hillary.
Hi.
How many people have you kissed in your lifetime? How many people have you kissed in your lifetime? I didn't say boink. I said kiss.
Boy.
How many people have you kissed in your lifetime?
When there was college, post-college, two husbands.
Was there a lot of kissing going on there?
Yeah.
Just asses.
Yeah. That didn't even work. It's so wrong.
Listen, you pull out whatever you have in your quiver and you shoot it, right?
Yeah.
You try.
I'm going to go somewhere between, in my lifetime, somewhere between 23 and 28. Why are you looking at me like that?
23 and 28. All right, yeah. Erica.
In my life, I mean.
Well, that's not a lot.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's a lot at all.
No, but I'm not a lot of girl. I mean, I don't multitask. I
see.
She's always married.
Yeah.
That's Blair, true. In your life, how many people have you kissed?
No clue.
For God's sake, I went with Erica first.
Right? Gave you time to count.
I wish we had like an hour before the show to think about this.
I'll come back to you. Now, you think of a real, not a Blair number. Not.
Right. I'll go 40.
Really? I think there were 40 in college.
Goodness. Were you there? Did you go to Elon, attend the fabulous...
I think competition was hard at Elon University.
Okay.
You know, girls.
Yes.
There are a lot of girls there.
Yeah.
Was it tough to...
The ratio was girls and...
Yeah. Well, you managed to find the quarterback, one time anyway. Was that a kiss?
High school.
Was that officially a kiss?
That was high school. Yeah.
Jimmy.
Oh, dear.
Are we talking a peck? Or are we talking?
We're talking.
Tongue?
No. We're talking a kiss. An honest to God kiss. Well, I don't even know. An honest to God kiss. You know, it would be one that you wouldn't give your cousin or, you know what I'm saying, your sister. I mean,
come on.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. A real kiss. Yeah.
In my case, from men or women? Are we talking total?
For God's sake.
We all need time to think about this, Jack.
Yep.
All told, my friend.
Oh, God.
Just ballpark. Over 100?
Probably.
Oh, 100. Please. At least.
Well, I'm going 1,000.
The year of Jimmy's discontent. There was 100 in the first quarter.
Yeah, there was 100 in a day.
Sorry, there were 13 in one hot tub at some undisclosed location.
Yeah,
please.
I lost
it.
Weekend.
Yes,
everybody
you did.
In that hot tub.
Of course we
did.
Do. Not we absolutely will.
Maybe twice. Who knows?
So how many?
Probably over 100, I would say. Probably.
1,000.
Oh, my God.
Not 1,000. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Okay, Jimmy.
Okay, so you're at the Eagle or whatever club, whatever debaucherous music is being played that incites and raises the testosterone.
Oh, here we go. We're there.
Everybody there.
He just transported us.
And the kiss-a-thon begins.
Right.
How many now?
I mean, there are tons of times I went to Eagle and I didn't kiss somebody.
Okay.
Fine. He goes straight past the kissing.
That's fair.
Kissing's too
this has brought tears to my eyes. So Jimmy says over 100. I guess that's an answer.
Oh,
yeah. Lisa?
Lisa
Ann.
Lisa's like,
this is the only
Just
one who
check.
Has to confront their husband or wife in this.
only one that matters.
Well, there is only one that matters. I'll agree with that.
Maybe 10, 8, 10.
10?
8?
Jack will be questioning
single
you about
digits.
the other 8.
I think
he knows about the one you married.
Can you guys break up for like a day just so I can take Lisa Ann out?
No. No, dear Lord. No.
Let's go.
It would be more sullied at the end of the day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How about you, Mr. Dunn?
I'm going to go with Jimmy because in being a child of the 70s and,
And going to camp.
Going to camp. Going to Buffalo Gap Camp in Cold Spring, West Virginia.
Yeah.
You're
a famous radio DJ. You had all the groupies.
I did work in the business from the time I was 16 on. I don't know about the groupie thing, but you do tend to meet a lot of people. I did not dance like that, which is why I got laid and you didn't.
Yeah. All right,
anyway.
Blair was doing the Saturday Night Fever. Jack never had a white leisure suit.
No, I never have. I had long hair and a beard. And,
you were getting them.
Bell-bottom jeans and tie-dye t-shirts, and I weighed 150
here,
pounds.
I've seen those pictures. You were a waif.
I was.
My God.
Yeah, a little on the Well, you know, you just didn't eat. I mean, fast food wasn't a big thing. Right. You had to go home and cook.
You
had to go over to a friend's house, which is why people crashed and, you know.
When you had to have money. I mean, in the day, it was sort of like, how far
he was on the radio in high school. He was making money.
I'm saying there were days where I'm sure budget was a constraint.
Yeah. My first job was great because it was a union job. It was an American Federation of Television and Radio Artists job. Okay. It was an after job.
And you were,
my first job.
And you lived at home. I mean, you were a kid.
For about three months, you know, of that job. And then the summer came and I moved out. But, you know, it wasn't bad, but there was a time where, I don't know, your metabolism is so high you just happened to.
Can we get back to the kissing?
Yeah, I don't know why all this came up. I guess it's to deflect on the kissing thing.
Yes.
So 5% of people who answered this question honestly said they've never been kissed. 4% said they've only kissed one person. 13% said 2 to 4. 16% 5 to 10. Ooh. 13% 11 to 20.
Uh-oh.
11% said 20 to 50. 15% said more than 50 in their life. Another 23% said they're not sure. So technically that was the number one answer. It was not sure.
Okay.
People in the western U.S. are the least likely to have never been kissed. Lived in California 3 times for a reason. Only 3% compared to 6% everywhere else. And they're also more likely to have kissed over 50 people. 20% at a 16% in the Northeast, 13% in the South, and 12% in the Midwest. All right, a lot of stats there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The point is, good morning, love. It's Mix 107.3.
Jack Diamond in the morning. Mix 107.3.
You know, we did the Know Your Show thing we used to play all the time. And everybody gave an answer.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly in some cases. But just once in my life, I'd actually like to see a liar's pants catch on fire. I don't...
Please.
Who'd be catching on fire?
I don't know. I wonder if there was heightening or lessening of heightening.
Right?
Yeah.
They say women lie down and men lie up. Is that right?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I think more about, actually...
Yes.
Performing... The grand finale and romantic interlude.
We were just talking about smooching, but yeah.
We were just talking about kissing.
Yeah.
How many people have you kissed in your lifetime?
You know, it'd be interesting if you were forced to write down everybody's name have the people outside the room who you had, everybody you've ever kissed, and then the people who you forgot off the list walk in and go, I can't believe.
It's like Recrimination Tuesday.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was a special night for me. I guess I don't remember. You son of a...
Here's what you wrote to me afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
But how many do you not remember? It's like that guy in the bar in Paris. Whatever his... Like, you don't even know.
The guy in the bar in Paris.
You know, see, that's how... We're all different. I would think, you know...
Guy in the bar in Paris.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. More likely the guy in the bar in Bethesda Row.
Thank you.
Which ain't bad either, but...
The guy in Newark. What?
I remember that guy.
Newark.
Which is the guy in Paris. I mean,
you know what I'm saying.
You're living a different life than the rest of us.
Yes, she is.
That's not what I'm saying.
The girl on the balcony at the bayou in Georgetown.
Thank you.
Oh,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened, Jack.
Or the guy at Nellie's, who's Jack's daughter's best friend.
The what?
That's Matt. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a different story.
Oh, Matt.
Today.
Oh,
yeah, that's a different
Matt
story.
Said to say hi. Yes. Saw him at Amy's
shower. Did you do what I told you to do?
You know, you always want to poke the tiger with a stick. That dumb woman who got near the enclosure, you saw what happened?
Yeah.
Mad bites.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, please.
Not too hard.
He did say hi.
Oh, yeah.
I said hi from you. He looked great.
Yeah, of course. Very handsome.
I'm lost.
Is right.
Me too.
This is
what's happening.
Amy, my daughter, who's expecting in April, had her baby shower.
Right.
And Matt and Amy have known each other forever. They're best friends along with Phyllis and Emily, the whole group of them.
Right.
Sammy.
Jimmy's tribe.
Group. So, you know, in some cases, gay guys love to hang with the girls, or girls love to hang with the gay guys. They're fun, you know. Sort of unbridled, and Matt's one of those sort of unbridled fun guys. Yes. Always great to be around him.
And he would love you, ladies. He'd be like, "Hi, how are you? It's good to see you. Hi, Erica.
And you
Hi,
made out with this person?
You're making it sound trashy.
Well, no, making out would not be trashy.
Thank
you. No, that's not trashy.
He's on the list.
You kissed this boy?
I am not the type to kiss and tell. Of course I did.
Good for you.
Someone else held him down, and Jimmy gave him a kiss.
It's
like being in fifth grade. If you pass the note on, I'll...
Well, I'm not a good speller. I was never a note passer.
You were, I imagine.
You weren't.
would someone help me translate this? You didn't put a box. Do you like me? Yes. You know, no.
The boxes, I could get to draw yeah. boxes. But anything, you know, hard to spell is like, okay, I don't know.
Not spelling.
That was before your phone would be able to tell you how to spell something.
Does anybody have their notes from
yes.
elementary?
In
of course.
Box. You know what I actually
you
thought?
You live in 600 square feet.
I actually.
How is it possible that you have that?
This is what's funny, is I almost texted you guys last night thinking, because I was watching a TV show where they read old diaries. Did you have a diary?
No, probably a notebook or a journal or something.
But you wrote in something yeah, when you were a little kid?
When you, well, as a little
high school,
kid.
Middle
well, that's
school.
That's long gone, but yes, absolutely.
E, did you have
sure,
one?
Yeah, sure.
I think we should all bring them in and read a page. It was hilarious, hilarious reading this.
I've been on radio all my nomadic life. You mm-hmm. tend to pare things down. I yeah. don't. I wish I had some of that
I
stuff.
I am shocked that you didn't keep this.
No.
Along
no.
the way, you just get brutal about what you get rid of.
I'll bring mine in, oh, and good. You guys will die reading
my,
this.
My former parents' home, my sister Pam moved into, and then when they moved from that home, you know, I was in California at the time, and they said, well, you can come get it, or, you know, we don't have room to store it. What would you like us to do with it? And I probably didn't get back to her, and she helped me prune the
Pear
tree.
Yeah.
Well, if it stayed here, you can't want it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. But it was a little hard at that yeah. point, but yeah, 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 a lot of that stuff is lost in the first massive cleansing
Sad.
Of the evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you leave a lot behind? Yeah, I knew you have a suitcase
yeah.
or something with some stuff.
Yeah, I have
stuff
some boxes with the high school stuff in it. With my,
have you sat down with Richie and gone over it?
No. No,
oh,
no,
that would be
a,
fun.
No, it's in a box, but I do have like my campaign.
Well, no way, it's in a box. It's in the vault.
Yeah. Well, it's not like it's a huge box. I'm not going to open it.
We need an acetylene torch to cut through the.
Did you have a journal, Jimmy? A Jimmy
my,
journal?
It's my own like little version of my presidential library because it's all my campaign
oh.
stuff. I ran into my
oh.
present. But no, I didn't have a journal. But I'm yeah.
Yeah,
no.
please. But anything evidentiary.
It's in his head.
I still do have my campaign stickers and stuff that I assign.
Really?
Please, all the way with JFA. Please.
That's right.
Post some.
Okay.
Break open the box.
Yeah, I
want to
see it.
Richie would have a field day with this.
Right?
I can't. I want to hear the commentary.
Yeah, well, he gets.
Look at you, sweet pea. Oh, you thought you were all that.
Is that
how Richie sounds?
Is that your ugly imitation of how a gay man sounds?
Oh, sweet pea.
Is that how you think gay people
no,
sound?
No, that's exactly how Richie sounds.
Richie sounds nothing like that. But
sweet
I guess
pea,
if you want to.
I want to see your sticker.
Do your impression of Richie looking in the box, and then boom, we're out of here.
This is what it would be. It would, he'd be looking at it, and they. He'd walk out the room bored.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix. And the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
Shamrock Fest is coming up. March 23rd, RFK Stadium Festival Grounds, including Bottomless Beer, VIP Entertainment, heated DJ tent, more. Well, I think that's great that they're heating the DJ tent so he'll be warm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
Hey! No, I think you can go into the
I
yeah.
see. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day at America's largest St. Patrick's Day festival, where thousands shake their shamrocks to a variety of current and nostalgic rock bands. Get tickets at shamrockfest.com or call us 1-800-727-1073. Caller 25, they're yours. So we stayed up late to watch some late-night television and
Absolutely.
Let you sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got some funny. We've compiled it from Stephen Colbert, James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Fallon on this Jack Diamond Morning Show Late Night Update.
That's right. Daylight savings started Sunday, and everyone moved their clocks forward by an hour. So now Bernie Sanders is technically eating dinner at 2 p.m. That's interesting.
According to Axios, former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to announce whether he'll run for president within days, and the suspense is killing nobody. Of course. Of course he's running. They probably have to strap him down Hannibal Lecter style to keep him from announcing.
Now, on his way to Mar-a-Lago, Trump stopped in Alabama to tour the tornado damage there, and he caught some heat for signing something for his supporters, Bibles. It's a real collector's item. Not everyone has a Bible signed by President. Ah! That's just the sound he made when he touched the holy book.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. He signed the holy Bible right on the cover, too. How much of a God complex do you have to autograph?
I mean, how long until he just adds his name to the bottom of the Declaration of Independence?
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders held a press briefing today for the first time in 6 weeks, and I think it'll be the last one for a while, because she ended with, happy holidays.
According to a new report, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is so concerned about his own personal safety that he's had a panic chute installed in one of the conference rooms at Facebook headquarters, making this the first time Facebook has ever cared about protecting someone's security.
Check this out. The other day, police were called into a Taco Bell in South Carolina after a customer went behind the counter to make his own food. Police knew something was up when they heard someone got the correct order at Taco Bell.
Florida man was recently sentenced to 60 days in jail after he grabbed a McDonald's employee by their shirt collar because he couldn't find a straw. I mean, that is insane. Someone in Florida was wearing a shirt?
Congratulations to Gabby Cohen in Potomac has tickets for Shamrock Fest.
Yeah.
March 23rd, RFK Stadium. Go to shamrockfest.com if you'd like tickets.
Mix 107.3. You've got DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Stay here. More's next.
Pretty thrilled about your opportunity to go to beautiful Naples, Florida. Lisa Ann and I checked out this Inn on Fifth yesterday, looked at all the pictures, checked out the pool,
nice.
Deck on the roof, full-service spa. Place is gorgeous.
Great.
About 40 minutes away at 7:40 here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show, a chance for you and a guest to go to the Inn on Fifth, Naples, Florida, on us. Thanks very much to visitflorida.com for the cool trips.
Jack, do you and Lisa have pet names for each other?
Not official ones, but yeah, I mean, we use terms of endearment, sure.
Like, I know, Jimmy, you and Richie call each other Sweet Pea.
Oh, he calls me Sweet Pea.
And what do you call him?
I can't say what I call him.
No.
But it's a pet name?
Yes.
What if you were dating someone and they had a pet name for just like a girlfriend? Friend.
Okay.
What do you... So your guy has a pet name for just another woman?
Yeah. That's wrong, right?
Well, no. I mean, if yes. like a nickname? Well, hang on a
That's
sec.
That's wrong.
If you call them, like Cupcake. Hey, Cupcake. Would that bother you?
Cupcake wouldn't, because that's like in term of endearment. But if you and another, say my husband Bob,
right,
had a pet name with another girl.
Well, what's a pet name? I think it, that would.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, so I had a friend who his first wife he called Sweet Girl. It was always Sweet Girl.
Sweet girl.
So I'm around him and his new wife, and I hear Sweet Girl, and I'm like, I wonder if the new wife would be upset to know that was the name.
You can't do that.
Well,
I don't
think you can call. You know, it's funny because Lisa and I would call each other Sweet Pea occasionally, and then you started calling each other Sweet Pea. So now, you know,
that's out of rotation.
It's sort of out of rotation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems weird.
I get it.
That, you know, hey, we've been calling each other Sweet Pea for 23 years, but if he called somebody else Sweet Pea, if Lisa did or I did, I think it would be very weird to the two of us. Anyone, even one of my daughters, if I called her the same name.
Well,
is he calling a girl?
So I have a girlfriend who's dating this guy. And they've been dating for a little while, but she just learned that he has a girlfriend, just a friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they call each other minions.
Minions.
Like, that crosses a line.
You
like,
think?
You can't have terms of endearment with a friend.
It's that's a weird too intimacy.
That's too close.
I have a problem with it, do you?
No, I don't. I personally don't. I mean, it's not like it's... That could be a work thing. Like, well, we're just minions at the shop. You know.
No, it's not for them. Like, that, they're like, oh, you little minion. Cute.
Well, yeah, part of this...
For Blair, it's more the attitude. Yeah. Blair,
acknowledges.
There's an awful lot that went on that plate other than just minion.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, do they sound like that when...
They're a little giddy. So you're like, I think this is crossing a line here.
Well, it's the baby talk that would bother me more than...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, ooh. What's
like
that about?
Your girlfriend is right there. You can't be
Schmoopy
whooping.
But he's doing it in front of his girlfriend. That shows that there's nothing to worry about if he's doing it right in front of her.
No, I think that's wrong. Gosh. You can't have pet names like that and be all Schmoopy whoopy with another chick.
Do they travel together ever?
Especially
alone for business or, you know, then I go see a client on the Eastern Shore. And
I don't think so.
You should worry
spend
more.
The day over there? Yeah. Okay.
You should worry more if there's heavy petting, not pet names. I mean, I think that would be an issue. I'm serious.
Well,
like
there's petting.
Who cares?
There obviously is more going on, but you're saying the tip of the iceberg may be the pet name?
Yeah, I just thought it was more weird. Like, that's weird. You have a pet name with your significant other, not a friend.
Minion.
I love her. Hi, Minion.
Love her. You know.
Like, I have pet names for my girlfriends. We call each other Swans.
Well, there.
But that's my girlfriend.
But if Bob says, you're going to see Swan 1 or Swan 2?
That's fine.
Or if he says to them, hi, Swanny.
No, he can do that. That's fine. But because that's my group of girlfriends is what we call. But say he had, like, a pet name with one of my friends. Uh-uh. Oh, no.
And because
I would not allow that.
And like, if they had pet names with their friends, it would be like Bubba or one of those deals. So if you, just because you're a guy, if you have a pet name with a girl, all of a sudden now it's something different. Like, Minions, that's not Bubba.
Yeah, like you have a private joke and your girlfriend can't know about it?
I think she can know. She was standing right there when he called her that.
It just seems like a little too...
familiar.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Minion?
I wouldn't love it.
There's no surprise that you would not love it.
Jack, what if somebody in this office had a pet name for Lisa, and Lisa had a pet name with
them? Well, Minion wouldn't bother me very much.
No, but just any
if it was Snuggle Bunny
alert.
Or, you know, Cute Cheeks or, I can't even think
of... What if they called her, like, Sleeping Beauty? Hey, Sleeping Beauty.
Jimmy and I be kicking some ass.
We'd
take him down like a pro wrestling event and be like a steel cage match, two against one.
Yeah. You don't like it, huh?
Jimmy,
a little different. Sleeping Beauty in the cage that he knows what she looks like when she's sleeping.
DC's best music mix.
Mix 107.3.
Hey, Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Any big deal here with a pet name for a coworker?
No. If that's all there is just a pet name, it's fine.
How do you know that's all there is, I guess, as Blair is concerned?
Well, you have to be looking for other clues, but if it's just a pet name like Minions, that's cute. It's just a friend thing.
Okay, Bonnie, are you married?
Yes.
So your husband and his coworker are hanging out and you are there. Say you're at a dinner and he's like, the girl comes over and I don't know, sits down at a table with you and your husband greets her by saying, hey, Minion.
I think that's adorable.
No, you don't.
Yes, it is.
No, you would be, come on.
I think Minion doesn't bother me. Maybe we need to call her Sweet Cheeks or Sleeping Beauty or something else.
Hey, Cinderella.
No, I mean, I have a boyfriend that I've known a few months longer than my husband. It's 20 years. He calls me Cheesecake. For 20 years, he's called me Cheesecake.
Yeah.
And does your husband...
That's dangerous.
Does your husband have a problem with it at all?
No, not at all.
You know, as we love to say, it only has to make sense to the two of you.
True.
It doesn't have to make sense to anyone
else.
Very
true, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Great. Great job.
All right, love your show.
Love your show, Cheesecake. I think we have a guy's perspective on this. Hey, Danny, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Pet name for a coworker, danger sign, or is it just people having fun?
I say people having fun. It can get a little dicey depending on the name.
Yeah, see, the name for me, Minion, is like so...
Yeah.
I don't know, benign.
Hey,
but...
Minion.
Well,
you...
well, they use the they do use that little soft speak with each other.
Yeah.
Which is,
No.
No.
If someone talked to my husband like that, I'd punch him in the face.
Wow.
This is a real situation, by the way. This really happened. We know the people involved.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised. I mean, because they're sensitive, or the one that we know is sensitive.
Yeah.
And you
but
say,
she talked to me about it, and, I sided with her. I was like, no, I would not be cool with that.
Yeah, well,
girlfriends have each other's back, and I don't blame you guys for that. But,
and you're hearing her version of the story, not his version, which is like,
oh, come on.
You know what? Your own husband barely summons up a nickname for you, so to call some other girl Kitty Cat? No.
Isn't that a generalization that all men and all husbands?
Danny, are you married?
Yes, almost a year now.
Okay, so you're a newlywed. Does your wife still have guy friends that she knew?
Plenty of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they have any pet names or cute names for each other?
Not that I've heard. But again, I trust her, and I have a name for one of my best friends from middle school. She calls me something. I call her nothing.
That's something funny.
Well, it's hard to be jealous when you're calling someone nothing.
Yeah, I think it depends on the couple. I think it depends on the name. Danny, thanks. Thanks for listening out in Manassas. Cute. I think it's true of everything. You know, it's the individual couple and what works or doesn't work for the two of you.
And if you have a problem, it's a problem. If you don't have a problem, it's not a problem.
And sometimes you can make it a problem if you want to, but that may be there are other underlying issues. But I think just the pet name, probably not a harbinger of horrible things. Although, in this case, the guy who had a pet name for the girl's friend after they broke up,
he went out with her.
They ended up hooking up.
They hooked up. So there was something to it.
Well, now they're really a minion.
I can't wait to see some dude call Lisa Ann a pet name. You're going to freak. Oh my God. I hope it happens.
How is this turned on me?
What I like is she's wishing the doom of your relationship. I cannot wait.
We're raising five kids together. We've been together. It's our 20th anniversary.
Wow, thanks, Blair. I'm so jealous. Come on, you would.
Aren't you jealous? You're telling me you're jealous of Minion, but I'm the jealous one?
I'm just saying, I think that if someone came up to Lisa Ann,
some guy rolls in and hey, Daisy May, you're going to be like, what?
Look at you. Hey, hot stuff.
Hey, thanks for helping over there, Jack.
I defended you.
You're sitting there quietly enjoying this, you pain in the ass.
Why are you attacking me?
On in the gay world, doesn't it?
Gay men wouldn't care that I want to come over.
You know what? I'm coming over to your side. This is too much heavy lifting over here. I'll tell you what, man. You know, and forget about having the girlfriends as gay wingmen. This is way too much heavy lifting. Dear Lord, I'm in the middle of this. How did I get dragged into this?
I'm saying Minion is not a big deal. Now, if someone's calling your husband Stud at work, we have an issue.
But Stud Minion, Muffin.
Yeah.
Hey, Stud Muffin. I have something to say.
Blair, do you think anybody who's ever worked with your husband has ever called him Stud Muffin?
I hope not, because I'll kill him.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
You can't be good at everything, and believe me, you could list for the rest of the show the things I am not good at. And
what are you good at?
What am I good at? I can throw tomatoes and grapes in the air and catch them in my mouth.
Very impressive.
You're a good colorer.
I can color.
He stays between the lines.
I can tie cherry stems with my tongue. These are the things that I can do.
My friend, it's a full skill set any man would be envious of.
And thank you. And when you are when you're in a relationship, you're trying to do things to make sure that when your partner comes home from work, they don't look at you and say, you didn't get this done, you didn't take care of this.
Lay around all day and watch TV?
That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. So I walk in the door into my home, this is Friday. Remember, it's snowing. Again, it's snowing. And I walk in and I'm like, why is it colder inside the house than it is outside the house? So I go and it's like 47 degrees or something insane inside the house. Wow. It is freezing. You can see my breath inside the house. So I call the oil company and I'm like, is there a problem? Is there an outage? They're like, nope. They check your stove. I checked my stove. Hot water working. So then I go down and I look at the
breaker box?
The
heater?
The heater.
The furnace.
Thank you. And as I'm looking at the furnace, I don't see a pilot light on. And then I'm like, you know what I'll do? I'll just, you know, click the button, boom, start it up. So I look, I read the
little red button?
Yes, the little red button. Well, I look onside of the furnace, and it has 115 different things that you do before you click that little red button. And I know that I am not equipped to do any of this, because first I just had surgery about a month ago on my leg. I can't be on my knees.
No.
And especially, I can only be on one knee, and then to get under it,
Went for the red button, didn't you?
No, I'm scared to death. I'm going to blow the house up.
Well, good.
So I called the management company of my house, and I said, hey, can you, it seems like the pilot light is out. And he's like, well, I got to tell you, we won't be able to get anybody over there until tomorrow. Do you want to FaceTime, and I'll walk you through it? Sure. If you're going to walk me through it, how can that go wrong, right? Right.
That's a great idea.
So we FaceTime.
It's Jimmy we're talking about.
Oh, God.
And, of course, the furnace is always in the lowest lit area of your home.
Oh, right. No. That's
true. So it's in the basement to start with.
In a closet.
And it's,
it's been walled in by previous owners, you know, trying to make more space.
And there's shadows upon shadows, and you just can't see.
There's an illegal apartment downstairs, a tenant's home. I mean, but dear Lord.
So he's like, you're going to need a flashlight. So I go up. So now I'm like going up the stairs again to get the flashlight. Get the flashlight. Doesn't work, son of a bitch. Change batteries. Don't work. So now I have to get a lamp. But the lamp, of course, doesn't reach.
You unplugged a lamp?
Unplugged so I can see.
To go downstairs.
To go downstairs. So I can see under there. But, of course, the cord won't reach. So now I have to go get an extension cord that has been tied by a roadie for, you know, Billy Joel's last concert. I mean, it took me 10 minutes to undo the cord. It was brutal. So I'm under there, and he's like, yeah, all you do, you see right there? I'm like, no. He goes, follow the coil down to the
FaceTiming the whole time? Yes. You're looking for flashlights, and you're unplugging lamps.
Oh,
can
God.
You imagine he muted, you know, his side, the things he's saying to the other guys?
Look at this.
Let me tell you what. I got a winner on the line here. Right? And this guy's going to blow the house up. I don't care. It's not mine. We're just managing the damn thing.
Get a glance at this loser. And I kept saying, I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. You know. So I get under there, and he goes, yeah, all you do is just click that light. You know, turn it to pilot. Turn the little switch to pilot.
Yep.
But, of course, where they have it is you can't see the marking.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, I'm not sure it's on there. He goes, well, push a button. You'll be able to push a button. So I push a button. And it makes no noise whatsoever, the little restart. He goes, get some matches.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my gosh. This doesn't sound good.
Did you have the gas on the pilot light position the whole time?
No, I had it on the thing where he said to do it.
Okay.
Where he said to, so I'm like, am I going to blow myself up? He goes, no. And I'm like, see, you say that, but there's 115 instructions on this side of the furnace before it says, and now hit the button. It's fine. So put the matches. Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know that my boyfriend is going to come home that night after working three shifts of 12 hours a day and be upset that I haven't taken care of this.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I go get a space heater. This space heater is the state of the art. It has a remote
control. You left and you bought a space heater.
Because they're not going to be able to come to the next day.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Oh,
and
God.
It's if it's this cold now at, you know, 6 o'clock at night, what's it going to be at 4 in the morning? So I go to a hardware store. Get this big space heater, and I am so proud of this thing. It has a remote control. It tells you exactly what temperature it would go down. I plug it in. 2 minutes later, boom, boom. All the lights are out. Everything is out. The house
you
is
blew
out.
The circuit.
Draws too much current.
Too much current.
It's old house, old Glen
Very
Echo house.
Space heater, yeah.
So now there I am like, oh, my God, how do I get down? I can't see because I can't find the lighter. I can't find the flashlight.
Now you need a plumber, HVAC, and electrician.
The list is growing.
And so,
and it's snowing.
Wow.
It's snowing. So,
and it's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Yeah. So, and luckily, the next day it was 65 degrees. So it all worked out until I, you know, had a fire going in the fireplace, of course, not the house burning down.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, a wood house would make nice kindling.
And so I want to tell you, in the beginning, I told you, I'm not good at many things, and that proves every single one of them.
You got the power back on, though.
Richie had to get the power back on.
He came home, it's a dark, cold house, and you're whimpering in the corner holding a lamp and FaceTiming with someone. Oh, yeah, but I'm the freakazoid here.
So I told you the story already, right?
Are they really talking about another winter storm and another chance of snow and freezing temperatures?
Oh, my God.
Can we check the forecast in Naples, Florida, please? Because someone is going to Naples with, well, your choice. Hopefully you're in a relationship. You guys both need a little fun in the sun, a little time away from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It is your second chance at summer from the Jack Diamond Morning Show. You and a guest, round trip airfare to Naples.
Ooh.
We've got accommodations at the beautiful Inn on 5th. Place rocks. Went to their website last night, as you can today, and I hope you will.
I'm sorry to tell you, Jack. It's only 70 right there. Today,
nice,
right
nice.
Now, high of 84 and sunny.
Very pleasant.
Sunny for the next 5 days.
InOnFifth.com. InOnFifth.com to check out this great place. Sophisticated boutique-y feel, full-service spa, rooftop pool, 32 club level suites.
Wow.
It's really nice. Visit Florida.com. Thank you, guys. You rock. You've been so good to us. We love sharing these Florida trips with our beloved Nielsen rated 13 listeners. So if we have 13 trips, everybody can go.
That's right.
Take somebody with us.
Winner.
Here's what you need to do. This is simple. Text the word FIFTH, F-I-F-T-H, to 71073, as in on Fifth, F-I-F-T-H, to 71073. It's a local game. We're just playing with you, so you need to do it right now. By 8 o'clock, hopefully we'll be on the phone with you going, you've won, but you got to play to win. So, Fifth, text that to 71073. Please do it right now. We've all forgotten something in our travels, and I forgot a camera on a plane once.
Oh, no.
And I thought, and it was a nice camera. Really
that's
nice camera.
The worst.
And I thought, well, that's that. Mm-hmm. I'll never find that again. Somebody turned it in United Airlines. I had to fly back through, fortunately. And it was there and lost and found.
Oh, wow.
I was thrilled. People are good. People will do the right thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've probably been on a plane or two with a baby who is agitated about being on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, the mom or dad or certainly caregiver were probably mortified the baby was carrying on.
Yeah.
Doing their best to calm it down.
Sure.
But it's a little annoying.
It's uncomfortable.
Do you know where the story's going? Do you have any idea?
They left the baby on the plane?
Very close, Erica.
Oh, no.
Very, very close.
Does anyone we're going to
you're going to cry like that, may as well continue on.
It left the baby on the plane.
So over the weekend, a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia had a woman on board who, while the plane had pulled away from the gate and was taxiing down the runway, jumps up and screams, my baby!
Oh, no.
She left the baby in the boarding area.
How? Oh, my God. How?
Well, in her defense, my guess is she either had other children with her.
Right,
we
exactly.
don't know.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
But we do know that the plane literally... Somebody said the plane took off.
No.
And that then she panicked and,
there
you know...
Goes.
Because the flight crew generally, for most things,
yeah.
I mean, if Lisa left me behind, they go, tough luck, pal.
Grab
you know what I'm saying?
Flight.
Yeah, grab another flight. But for
a baby?
Punch this up. I actually have the conversation as this occurred between the plane and air traffic control.
So the A32 from the switch.
Good.
Sir, confirm you are returning back to the gate?
Allah, I'm waiting for you.
Confirm reason, please.
One passenger, she left her baby in the terminal and she refused to continue the flight.
Okay, Raja, left her baby in the terminal. Allah, Mr. Raja,
left her baby in the terminal, refuses to continue the flight.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it took off. I'm guessing the plane is in the air. From that, I hear...
Could you imagine everybody, if they had to bring the plane back, everybody else on the flight, they're like, hey! Come on!
Oh, I'd be so mad.
It's not clear how long the flight was delayed, but they did return to the gate. Baby is fine.
Oh, goodness.
You know, mom's fine. Then they cleared them to take off again.
Wow.
Air traffic control sounded amused by that. Baby in terminal.
Baby in terminal.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah, that poor woman, you know, she's like, that Home Alone movie, that family is nothing compared to me.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
All right. I will tell you, in the nearly 30 years of the Jack Diamond Morning Show here on Mix 107.3, one of our favorite things, and we were just looking at pictures, are the places that we've taken you. We love to take you, not send you, but listen, if we can't go, we're happy to send you to great places like Naples,
Absolutely.
Florida. But I mean, it's been Iceland, it's been England, out west, the Southwest, Vegas, all over the Caribbean, cruises. A lot of them were to benefit charities like Daryl Green's Youth Life Foundation and a few of the others. But this is just for fun. The only thing you have to do is pack, get on the plane, go.
That's right,
enjoy yourself. And Joni Mays in Reston, congratulations.
This is absolutely fantastic. It says, I've been listening to you since 91 or 92 when I moved down here from Pennsylvania.
We started in 1990, Joni, so very good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Morning.
Joni, have you been to Naples, Florida?
I have not. I've been to Florida, but not Naples.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the Inn on Fifth is a special place, heart of downtown Naples. A boutique-y feel, full-service spa, rooftop pool, 32 club-level suites. It's really nice.
I'm so excited.
Good.
I really need this.
InnOnFifth.com. It's all part of our second chance summer here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Thank you to visitflorida.com. They're wonderful people. In fact, go there and take a look. There are a lot of things and places and little romantic getaway spots or family spots on the website that you've never heard of before. Yeah. And you don't know. Florida has.
Oh, great. This is fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Florida literally has a little something for everyone. So you enjoy your trip. Another one tomorrow morning at 7:40 here on the Jack Diamond Morning.
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.
Well, we've done all we can here. I would love to go. And, of course, we gave away all those trips to Key West. A friend of mine is in Key West and goes, you know, we really should move here.
I'd just like to visit.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
What would Jack do when a problem comes up and you're super confused? What would Jack do?
Time for another edition of What Would Jack Do? An opportunity for someone who has an issue, a circumstance that maybe we can advise them on, or at least throw our two cents worth in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, say good morning to Elizabeth.
Jack, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
Well, we're here to help, Elizabeth.
Okay, so my boyfriend AJ and I had probably one of the most difficult conversations of our 14-month relationship.
Wow. Although sometimes it's positive, you know, to have those and move forward.
If you have a conflict, it's better to deal with it right then. Because, you know, Elizabeth, if you save it for later, we'll get to it, we'll talk about it. What you're doing is you're storing dynamite in the basement. Because if you don't deal with it, one day it's going to blow up, right?
Yep.
This could possibly lead to the end of our relationship.
Wow, we'd hate for that to happen. That would be bad.
Okay, don't laugh at me.
Okay, we wouldn't laugh.
The fight was over Mittens and Molly, my cat.
Jimmy.
Mittens and Molly.
Jimmy, what are you laughing at? We said we wouldn't laugh.
Okay. Well, you said it. I never said I wouldn't laugh.
I'm sorry. What's up with the kittens? Why is that a problem?
Okay, so AJ and I had the talk. So, like, I asked him where the relationship is going, if we're ever going to move in together, get married, have family.
Right.
Those talks can be brutal.
Yeah, especially when he says as long as the cats are living here, he won't be.
Oh, come on.
He said what?
So his issue is with the cats?
Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, I'm heartbroken because, like, I love AJ with all my heart. But, I mean, I've had these cats for forever. Mittens and Molly are like my children.
All right. And you've had this conversation. Have you had the, I'll ask this. Have you had the it's the kittens or me conversation?
I mean, that's sort of what it's come to.
And he's choosing.
He's choosing to be without you if you have cats. All right, listen, we've got to talk to this guy. I'm curious to hear what he has to say and how he can defend his position.
Yes, because Jack Mittens and Molly needs a daddy too.
Jimmy, try not to be sarcastic.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's serious. I apologize.
All right. His name is AJ, did you say?
AJ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he going to talk with us or is he going to be ticked off?
I feel like he'll talk.
He'll talk next on Mix.
Want to know what would Jack do? Call producer Blair at 202-895-2431.
What would Jack do when a problem comes up and you're super confused? What would Jack do?
We have a really sweet listener named Elizabeth. She's got a cool guy she's been hanging with named AJ. They had the talk. Are we going to stay together? Are we going to live together? Have kids together? And AJ seems to really be into Elizabeth, with the exception of the fact that Elizabeth has two cats. AJ and Elizabeth are both back with us here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. AJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
Now, you see, you sound annoyed already. Are you annoyed I'm calling, or are you annoyed we're talking about this?
I guess I just have an annoyed voice. Sorry.
No.
Something tells me, Jack, he's had many conversations about Mittens and Molly, the cat.
He's tired of talking about M&M. Do you really dislike the cats so much that you're willing to end a relationship?
I don't want to end things with Elizabeth. Things are going great, you know, it's all good. But the thing is that what she didn't bring up, I don't think, is that I'm allergic to the cat.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
She did not mention that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm allergic, so if I go, you know, if I go over there and I'm staying with her and, you know, we're having a great time, but, you know, like my eyes are getting itchy and watery and it's just, I feel terrible, like physically, you know?
But I think, I'm pretty sure they make like a medication for that.
There is, but, you know, then I'm all tired and groggy. It's like, it's like I'm not the same person.
Oh.
Do you respond to all animals like that, AJ? Do you like animals? You used to be around them.
I like animals, you know? I don't have anything against animals in general. You know, I can't have them all over me. Like, you don't understand. She lets them, like, crawl all over everything. And I'm sorry if it sounds mean, but it's not ideal whenever, like, you're having dinner and there's cats, like, crawling on the dining room table.
AJ, that's not fair. Mittens and Molly love eating with us.
Wait a minute. The cats eat with you at the table?
Yeah. Yeah, she, like, puts their bowls on the dining room table while we're eating.
Okay.
No. It's really cute. And, like, my Instagram is basically,
Elizabeth.
Hold on. Everything is an Instagram opportunity.
She just said you're going to put bowls of food for the cat while you're eating at the table for Instagram?
Yeah, no, it's, like, adorable. I've gotten, like, so many, like, people, like, love seeing the cats eat with us.
Oh, my God. Jack, you see what I'm dealing with.
AJ, you know what you are, buddy? You're a prop for an Instagram picture. At this point. All right, let me ask this question. What about bedtime if you guys spend the night? What goes on?
She can't sleep without these cats. Like, they sleep in the bed. They're, like, they're on my head.
Elizabeth!
My head.
I think that AJ is making a big deal out of really small issues.
Well, if he's allergic to them, though, love, and you know, he has trouble, watery eyes, stuffy, that's not exactly romantic for you either.
There's a lot that I haven't even brought up here. You know, like the cats ripping up my pants, or when I had to throw away my suitcase because they scratched it up, or if I can't go into a home because of being allergic to something, or I can't live somewhere because it's embarrassing to invite friends over because the smell of, like, the litter box.
No.
Like, you know, these are big deals.
Elizabeth, I know you love your cats, right?
Yeah, Mittens and Molly.
Yeah.
Get it right, Jack.
Right.
Elizabeth, I love you. I think you're really cool. But I got to tell you, and I love cats. I love dogs. We had 6 at one time. AJ couldn't live with us either, dogs. But when you have an allergy to it, it really is oppressive. Listen, I'm not going to ask you to get rid of them, but would you consider that? I guess we have to check that off as an option.
I feel like they're my children. I can't get rid of them for anyone, even for AJ.
I'm not asking you to do that.
Well, wait a minute, Jack. This may be a plan. How old are the cats? Because you could wait them out and then move in after
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
That's what I've been thinking.
AJ, that's not nice.
In all seriousness, Elizabeth, come back and talk with us here. Don't be ticked off. We love cats. But if you have an allergy to them and it makes life difficult, can you see a compromise that we could make work here so maybe one day you guys can live together?
I don't know. It's hard because I don't want to give up either. Do you know what I mean?
I'll keep things the way they are. I mean, it's not always easy. And it's, you know, like with the allergy, sometimes it's difficult. But, I mean, I like the way everything else is going. I keep things the way things are. I just can't move in.
You guys sound really sweet. I love you both. God. I would hate, right, Erica?
Breaks my heart.
Jimmy? I'll tell you what. We've got a great friend. Warren Eckstein is a pet therapist. Yep. He knows some great products that can help neutralize pet odors and help with this. And why don't we send you guys out to a nice dinner away from the house, away from the cats, so you guys can just chill and enjoy some time, and AJ doesn't have a box of Kleenex by his side, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
You know, in thinking about this, pet dander, pet hair, can deal with it. We have a sponsor of the Jack Diamond Morning Show, Zero Res.
Mm-hmm.
Zero Residue, and they do this cleaning. They can do floors, tile, and, of course, carpet, and even furniture. That may be a solution. Have them come once every couple months and do that. If you have a pet allergy, you may want to think about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hope they work it out. They seem really cute, don't they?
Yeah.
One Republic in 30 seconds on Mix.
I know have an event to celebrate, and it's a gift-giving event. I like to give them something unique.
Yeah.
They'll remember when they use it or wear it or
as whatever. Opposed to a gift card or something so generic, right?
Yeah, or even as opposed to, like, people will register for things and I'll look over it and think, oh, they would probably like XYZ if they like this, so that mine is a little different. Or if they register for a line of china, I might buy something, or pottery kind of stuff, I might buy, like, oh, the umbrella holder that goes inside that they didn't register for, but it goes with the thing because it's for me, right?
Yeah, but they didn't register it for it, so they probably don't want it.
Yeah, well.
Well, nice way to throw her under the bus. And she's
But what if they already have it and that you don't too. Know they have
when
it?
When I got married, people got me so many things that weren't on my registry and it sucked.
See, I don't...
Did you write that in your card, your thank you card to them?
Yeah, your gift.
Somebody gave
remember
me a
that when you
bowl.
Invite Erica to right. your upcoming event.
To the registry!
A used bowl?
Yeah, my uncle.
Gave you a used bowl?
How do you know it was used?
It had pasta stuck in it. It was a Mario Vitale used bowl, and it had a piece of pasta.
Top shelf over there.
Well, maybe they take it on a test drive like a car. You know, just make sure it holds pasta properly.
I think we should say vintage, not used.
Excuse me.
Well, I didn't have that problem with this wedding coming up.
Oh?
Because they went a whole different... Maybe they were just heading me off at the pass. Maybe they know I... give sucky gifts. So for the engagement party, they were accepting money. I'll let you know right up front. It's not that we want your cash. You're paying for the wedding dress.
What?
Our money's paying for her wedding dress. So now I figured, like, for the wedding, what could they be possibly asking for? Again, they're asking for money, and the money is paying for the honeymoon.
Like that, everybody does that now. It's crazy.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I mean, there's these websites now where you pay through the website for parts of the honeymoon. Like you pay $50 and that $50 goes to, you know, breakfast on the beach.
I was on that site and I could do the champagne and strawberry welcome thing for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could.
I could. Last contract.
Or you could buy the dolphin excursion for them.
Exactly.
You know, this seems to me like it's a business transaction.
A little bit.
Right.
You know, what tier will you be at if you spend X number of dollars? You know?
You're the gold member. You're the silver member.
Premier.
We'll put your name on a brick outside the house.
Like, I don't mind being old-fashioned in this sense. You know, if it's your kids and they need cash, you give it to them.
Yeah,
as opposed to whatever. But asking your friends and your contemporaries to fork over cash?
Well,
and then it's just going to escalate because it's all about the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the snap and posting it. And then, well, we sent them there to Bora Bora. We're going to have to go to, you know, the French Riviera, whatever.
Right.
It just gets...
But I'd rather have the cash for the used bowl with pasta in it than the actual used bowl.
I guess they didn't want my umbrella
stand. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give cash. And by the way, on this particular site, it shows what everybody's given.
Oh.
I hate
You're called out on the site?
So it's like
they do that for the psychology of it. They do it to pressure you.
Really?
It's like, you don't want to seem cheap.
Well, this girl, Emily, who already gave $500, and I'm thinking, I've been friends with her so much longer than Emily, and I'm such much better friends with her. Like, now I feel like I have to really pony up an amount that I would normally not.
That's what they want you to do. That's you've been jobbed here.
I've been jobbed.
Okay, Erica, can you go to 505? Or 525, or do you have to go to 750?
It's like we're upping it at the auction. Right.
You know what I mean?
So you click the potential amounts?
Boom. Yeah, 501.
Right.
So, okay, well, now I've given them. Or is that like, okay, you're just looking like you're trying to cheat them out of saying they gave the most? Or do you have to go to a 525?
On a smaller level, but along the lines of what you're saying, when they deliver food now and they hand you the electronic deal. It starts at 18%, then goes to 25%, then goes to 30%, and the guy holds it in front of you.
Yeah, so he sees what you're tipping. Oh, it gets they call you out right there.
The other night, mine started at 25% with the tip. That was the first option of the tip. Yeah. I was like, wow.
I would call the business and go, you know, while I appreciate how hard everybody works, we're not using you anymore. Yeah. You've lost a customer because of this.
Man.
Forcing somebody to give a 30 or 40% tip to the guy who drove it over.
Right.
Well, how much you giving me? So how much cash?
I'm probably giving $500.50.
Oh!
She took your advice. She's
good.
Let us know how this goes.
It's crazy.
And how much they clear, because Lisa and I can always renew our vows. And I know who I'm hitting up in this room.
What?
strong marriage or relationship is, I would think, at the top of just about everybody's list. Mm-hmm. None of us want to go through life alone, necessarily, unless you're just a solo individual. But if you want a relationship, you want it to be healthy, you want it to work. I'm just going to touch on these and tell you more about one. We'll share more tomorrow morning. But I love finding pieces like this where PhDs, psychotherapists, psychologists come together and sort of determine in their practice the people who have stayed together the longest, what's the commonality across genders, across race, across demographics of every kind. Here they are. Signs of a strong marriage. You have fun together. Absolutely number one on the list. You must have fun together. You're trustworthy.
Yeah.
Hiding things from your spouse isn't cool. You're just going to ruin the relationship. You're in it together, good, bad, happy, sad, period. In it together. You touch each other often. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, you know, intimate in nature, but simply like to be in touch with that person. You let go of grudges. This one is tough. Ooh. If you really feel hurt or something's really horrible that maybe happened at the beginning, middle, and now, that's the tough one, and that's where you really have to sit down and talk. They say that's the toughest one.
Right.
If you can do that, then all the rest you can obviously work on. You lean in with body language. You like and respect each other, even if you don't like each other at that moment. Overall, you really do like them as people. You like them as mates. You empathize with each other. And this one that I wanted to share just a tad more on is you make up the right way. The common note amongst all these therapists is all couples fight. Doesn't matter. All couples have a tiff. Some couples have absolute throwdowns. They're really upset with each other. Taking the initiative to invite your partner back into your world after a disappointment is a great sign. It doesn't mean you've forgotten it or gotten over it, but it shows you want to restore the relationship.
Right.
And you're open to it.
That above all, the relationship is what matters.
Absolutely. And that you're willing to say, listen, if I was wrong, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then give your partner, obviously, a chance to say, well, I'm sorry, too. Once the two of you reach that point, at least according to this body of work, now you can have a real conversation. Mm-hmm. You both realize you're sorry for what went on, and you can put the pieces back together. One of the most important things that this person notices about couples' views, that if they view their marriage as a lifelong journey and not something to quickly bail on when things get rough, those couples ride out the ups and downs, quite literally, until death do us part.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's the key. Make up the right way. I want to share a couple more tomorrow morning here on the show with you because it's a touching and a very positive list.
I like that.
And if you want to improve your relationship, there's some ways to do it.